Welcome to the 9 to 5 Job Search Podcast. Paul and Eric will be discussing sales. Why? Because sales is the heartbeat, the drive, and lifeblood of every company. Sales should be considered the most important position. The reason being is because we bring in the revenue. As we go through our courses, Eric and I will teach you the psychology and methodology to closing more deals and making more money.
Hey folks, welcome back to the 9 to 5 Job Search Podcast. My name is Eric Hershey, and I'm the CEO of 9 to 5 Job Search. I'm super excited today. I'm here with my VP of Sales, Paul Kangeiser. Today was a great day. We have an amazing week coming up. The new 9 to 5 InstaJob feature is almost ready to roll. It's where we apply for jobs on behalf of customers. It's going to change the job searching game, baby. Hey, Paul, what's going on today?
Hey, you know what? I'm excited today. I'm excited to hear about that InstaJob feature. I mean, you know what? They've got Instacart. They've got Insta this, Insta that. InstaJob is also going to take off. It's going to be a great thing, and I hope everybody uses it. But I'm also excited to be here with all our friends today. Just a great day. I mean, it's raining out, but I'm feeling great. And I'll tell you what, Eric, if we're not going to have a great week, let's just pack it up, because that's how juiced I am. We're just going to always be flying.
Yeah. So Paul, let's talk about this podcast here. We're going to be discussing some more selling models. So talk to us a little bit about that.
All right. Just let me grab my drink, kick it back with my friends, and let's delve into it.
Woo-hoo!
The woohoo. Yeah, let's get that on. Well, last week, everybody, you know, we went over the Challenger sale. And the Challenger sale is really defined by the ability to do three things: teach, tailor, and take control. We went over the command sale, and you should customize your company's sales enablement. I can't even get that word out. Enablement tools and activities based on solutions that are already in place. So basically, you're taking their systems, making it better. The conceptual selling is where a seller persuades a buyer to purchase a concept, so not a tangible product, so to speak. There's consultative selling, where customers make a purchase because they trust the seller and expect the reported benefits and results to be realized. And the customer-centric selling, the method focuses on the goals, challenges, and convenience of the customer. This week, we're going to talk about inbound selling, MEDIC, that's MEDDIC, neat selling, snap selling, and solution selling.
Wow, those are really interesting. I don't think I've ever heard of any of those before. Let's dive into the first one, Paul.
All right. Well, inbound selling. This is a methodology that was matured with the development of the internet, of course. It's based on the idea that it's much easier to get customers to come to you as opposed to the traditional outbound techniques such as cold calling and email outreach. I love it when people call in because A, that means they're interested and they're ready to go and they're eager to find out what you have to offer. So inbound selling coupled with really good marketing techniques or strategies, and they get tightly meshed together, you'll have a good influx of questions inbound asking of your service or product. I think it's a great thing. I also think it's going to be building as a future, in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like inbound selling would be when a company already took off. I don't feel like that would be for startups, right?
Probably not. That's what you want. And I got to stop saying, actually, my wife is giving me the finger. she says, stop that. But I do believe that you're right on that. That it, when a company is known, people will gravitate to them. So startups, this may not be the best thing.
Right, but that's the goal for the larger companies to get the inbound. So,
It's also the goal of the startups, actually. That means they're grown enough for them to have inquiries.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. What about MEDIC?
MEDIC is a methodology that's characterized by highly disciplined, technology-driven, and tightly controlled approach to the sales process. Basically, you want to find out whether it's worthwhile to get a buyer into your sales funnel, which is an interesting approach.
Yes.
Because you, what you do there is you're going to filter out everything. And MEDIC actually stands for metrics, economic buyer, decision criteria, decision process, identify pain, and champion. So almost self-explanatory of what are the quantifiable calculations that meet your measure of your target client or prospect? Can they afford you? Who is making the decision in that company? What is their decision process? How many people do they have to meet with? You have to identify their pain, and you have to champion. You have to be the solution.
I love that. Yeah, what's your favorite point?
Champion.
Yeah, that's where the deal's done, right?
When you're somebody's champion, they're going to go with you and they'll close that deal.
Yeah. All right. So no, that's really awesome. I mean, I never heard of something like this before. But if I understand this correctly, Paul, qualify to see if the prospect meets the needs of your company and products. So really you're just not going to waste your time on people that may or may not need what you're providing. So I think that goes without being said, but what do you think, Paul?
I think a lot of companies waste a lot of time going after prospects that are not in their wheelhouse.
Yeah.
And they think they can find that hidden gem. It's a lot of time and effort to find that hidden gem. Can it pop up? Sure. Can it get lucky? Sure. But I think what this is saying is, if you put the right targets into your wheelhouse, your pipeline, you have the best chance of closing that deal.
Right. And time is money, as everyone knows. So, hey, let's jump into number three, neat selling.
It's pretty neat, huh? That's a 60s term.
That is neat.
Neat is selling as much a process for qualifying and qualifying leads, that is, and working out where reps should focus their time. It's kind of another methodology of MEDIC, but it focuses more on one central detail. How do you qualify those leads? The need stands for need, economic impact, access to authority, and timeline, meaning the need. What's the thing causing their pain? Why do they need you? Economic impact. How will they benefit if you can supply that solution? I got to stop drinking. access to authority. Who is actually making that decision? Sometimes you don't speak to the actual decision maker because they're relying on people who are, let's say, the director level to know how to make that decision or bring it to them and say, this is a good fit or this isn't. So you may not actually speak to the decision maker or at least until the very end. And the timeline, what's the practical timeline to get the deal done? When do they need your product or service and when can you provide it? So that's also a match because if they need it now and you can't produce it for 2 to 3 months, you're not even in the running then. So why would that person be in your wheelhouse? Why would you be wasting your time? Yes, you want to introduce yourself, but that could be something a long time down the road, but he's still going to remember you couldn't get that product for 2 to 3 months, or you couldn't get his service done for X amount of time where other people could trim that down and provide a better timeline for him.
That's a great example because I was just experiencing timeline actually this week because, you know, we're trying to get these 9-to-5 job search t-shirts made. And there's one dropship company that took 2.5 weeks from start to finish, from the time that I clicked the button to purchase to it being at my doorstep, 2.5 weeks. So I found another company that could do it in 1.5 weeks. So that's a better experience for the customers, not just getting samples of t-shirts for me and you to wear and test out the sizing, but also for customers that are going to purchase these t-shirts. Timeline is very, very important.
We are a, let's say a, and I'm going to say, we want immediate gratification.
Right.
So if we're a business and we're ordering something, we certainly don't want to wait too long to receive our product, especially if our business relies on this product. So if it's part of a line, let's say a packaging line, or let's say a manufacturing line, so forth, you can't deliver your product for a couple of weeks, well, that company may go down. Think about it. If they need a certain product and they can't put it into their production line goes down.
Of course.
So timeline is very utmost important in the manufacturing industry as well as other industries, but definitely manufacturing.
I 100% agree. Let's shift gears here and talk about Snap Selling, Paul.
Snap Selling. Snap Selling was launched in a book by Jill Conrath in 2012. Snap is based on the idea that customers have relatively little time to dictate or dedicate to make a decision, and are so already overwhelmed with information by the time maybe you see them, they're just shot. So the methodology is based around the idea that by keeping it simple and providing the most essential information and not all the hype and fluff and everything else, a rep can actually help the customer out and the customer doesn't think he's hyping them. So you have to, you know, really, what they're saying here is tell that client or customer what you can do. Leave out all the garbage. If he likes what he hears, he's going to commit. If he doesn't, he's not.
And what are those four principles?
Well, SNAP stands for simple. And that's when dealing with a busy person, just complexities are just flat out. Just get those out of the way. Just make everything very simple. It's like the KISS theory. Then it's invaluable. You have to become that trusted expert to that buyer. Okay. Aligned. So you have to make sure that you're aligned with the customer and what they need. And then priority, the P. And priority is the important decisions at the forefront of their mind. You always have to be there. So it's simple. And keep yourself invaluable. That's invaluable, aligned, and prioritize.
Okay. They have to sell their services against other contractors. But who sells better to get the job?
Well, you know what? Here's what happens with some of these. Let's say you're in a contracting business, and the customer, that client, he's frazzled. He's heard maybe 10, 12, 14, 15 different contractors or whatever coming up to him, giving him all their benefits of why they should work for each one and so forth. They're frazzled. If you just came up to that client and said, look, this is what I can do. This is what it's going to cost. This is what you're going to benefit out of it. And that's it. He would probably just go for you right then and there.
Hmm. Okay. So, you know, this is really interesting and really helpful. You know, I learned a lot today. What do you want to leave the audience with, Paul?
Well, you know, I just want to leave them with, I'm so happy to be here that we can share our ideas with everybody. I love the feedback that we're getting. And I just want everybody to know that if you want to find out about any strategic partnerships with the 9to5 podcast or the 9to5 job search website, please email sales@9to5jobsearch.com. All I want for everybody there is to have a great day, great week, go close some deals, and make some money. Have a good day, yes. Everybody.
Thanks for listening, everyone.